Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest. Lisa Ann is in the house. Welcome.
Hey, Ron. How are you?
Doing wonderful. Thanks for being here. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am a consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's going to call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan, a plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Ah, yes, of course, we are celebrating a little bit today. Our celebration today, man, we're going to have a good celebration today, depending upon your point of view. Today is National Cabbage Day. So if you are downwind, you may not be enjoying this, but if you enjoy cabbage, maybe a little corned beef with that. We're getting pretty close to corned beef and cabbage time, aren't we? That's about a month from now or something like that.
Oh, it's one of my favorite days.
Yeah, That's good stuff.
Next day's not so good.
The next day, I can understand that one. Check on the markets real quick. Dow Jones Industrial Average down 61 points. Oil down 25 cents a barrel. And the U.S. 10-year Treasury, that is generally a good indicator of what's happening in the mortgage market. Generally, the 10-year Treasury is down about 0.03 of a point. Nothing really too exciting there. The mortgage market, though, if you have been waiting to lock in your mortgage, today's probably a good day to be looking at that. We're seeing that interest rates are down this morning. As the last numbers I got in before we came into the broadcast, obviously the 10-year Treasury being down kind of gives us a little bit of an indication. There's no real news, in the markets to be pushing this down, but there's a lot of other news. The only thing we really saw is weaker than expected retail sales in the UK. But again, I don't know if that's really going to have a whole lot of effect for us here in the United States. Checking out other news around the world. Obviously, the big news of the day yesterday was the press conference yesterday with the president. Don't know if you caught any of that. If you didn't catch it live or if you didn't watch it unedited, you may be getting a little bit of a different take on what happened than if you caught live or if you caught an edited version. It was amazing watching the president. You like the way I use that term, amazing? Because it doesn't matter. It could be amazing good or it could be amazing bad. It's just your perspective. But it was amazing watching the president yesterday. Ironically enough, talking to the gentleman from CNN, now it's live. The major networks carried this press conference live. Fox had it live. CNN had it live. All the major networks had it live. 77 minutes. I'm not sure they really enjoyed the idea of having all that live, but they did. But could you imagine being, if you enjoy watching CNN, and you see the president there telling everybody and directly to the reporter from CNN, he gave him a little bit of leeway. He said that they don't have fake news anymore. The reporter got excited about that until he said it was very fake news. I told people that they shouldn't be watching CNN, that it's pretty much, it's very, that they're not getting truthful reporting there, especially, and I don't even know who it is, but he said the 10 p.m. hour is the worst. Think about that concept. So it was all right there on the press conference. Pretty interesting, though, because they asked him about it being a First Amendment issue. Is he anti-First Amendment? And the president basically said, no, I'm not anti-First Amendment if you tell the truth. Love that idea. Yeah, it would be nice there. We'll get back. And another one of those issues. Now, this is something I found fascinating. And I've already seen some of the repercussions of this one. So this was, if you didn't, again, you got to watch this live because there was a reporter, April Ryan, of the American Urban Radio. And she asked the president, is he intending to include and she just uses the acronym. They like to do this to try and stump people. So she says, are you going to bring the CBC in to help you with, like, there's only one CBC, and it could not be misinterpreted to be any other CBC. But if you interpret it as a specific CBC, then you're racist. So I'll just put that right there. But she wants to know from the president if he's going to include the CBC some of his inner city discussions. And the president came back and said, well, will you help me put this, you know, join them in with the conversation? Wow, that was like really drove her nuts, because apparently the president had already tried to reach out to Elijah Cummings, unbelievably partisan gentleman, but he is a representative, you know, very influential representative. And apparently Mr. Cummings decided that he would come to meet with the president, and then decided that he wouldn't meet with the president. Now, why you wouldn't meet with the president doesn't make any sense to me. But the news broadcasts are coming out, I heard this later in the evening, that the president only asked Ms. Ryan if she would help him coordinate this because she's black. Had nothing to do with that. If you listen to the raw footage or you watched it live, he was quite honestly saying, I tried to bring in Mr. Cummings. He said yes, got pressured, then he turned down. Now, how much more is a president supposed to do than try and bring people together? Yet, see what the way it's reported in the news. You see what it's reported when you take a look at your newscasts, whatever you watch today. Very, very fascinating. And we'll move right along and get off of that subject. How about, you know, somebody used to have this one here. I think I might still have it in the archives. I'll see if I can find this real quick. We used to have there it is. I knew that I would still have it. We're back to the toilet again. Yeah. God, I got a lot of water there. They're wasting water. NFL warning. NBA weighs in. Texas has a bathroom bill. I saw this already in Arizona. They basically told the NFL, here's what they really didn't care what the NFL had to say. They told them where they could put their threat of not coming. But the Texas has got a bill going through right now, going through their legislation, that men need to use the men's restroom. I say it more politically correct. Males need to use the male restroom, and females need to use the female restroom. And it doesn't matter what you feel like that day, you use the restroom that you belong in. In essence, that's what this whole thing is about. Now, we know that the arguments here is you got people that kids identify. Now, I don't know about your kids, but when my kids were 8 years old, they didn't identify as male or female. You know, the boys played with their Hot Wheels, the girls played with their dolls, the guys had G.I. Joes, could be considered a doll, whatever. But think about this concept. Now we've got how do they identify is what's most important. Well, Texas is saying that in the schools, the kids need to use the bathroom that correlates with what's on their birth certificate. And the NFL is saying that they may not come to Texas. Now, think about this. This didn't start just yesterday. This has been working its way through the legislature in Texas. And did you hear anything about this before the Super Bowl, when the NFL just happened to make a few billion dollars in Texas? Yeah, I didn't hear it either. So a little bit of a hypocrite there on the NFL.
You're absolutely useless.
The law has nothing to do with businesses. If they want to have gender-neutral bathrooms, they're more than welcome to gender-neutral bathrooms. But what's the bottom line here? Well, Texas wants to protect its businesses from a rogue federal government that's saying maybe you have to have bathrooms. Like, imagine going to, and I just use Angel Stadium, not Texas, they may not, or in San Diego, you may not have bathrooms and stadiums very much longer down there. But think about this. Could you imagine going to Angel Stadium and every bathroom had to be a gender neutral bathroom? They'd have to start closing all the bathrooms and make them all single doors. Could you imagine what the lines would be like then? Be kind of interesting. Well, we'll see how that all plays out. Unbelievable. Hey, at least we do notice that in the news, the Democrats in the Senate have gone to work today. That is newsworthy. They're not saying much, and we know the results of what they're doing is absolutely worthless, but yeah, useless, worthless, same thing. They're talking on the Senate floor again. They've got another one of those 24-hour discussions where they are speaking to themselves because no one else is listening. Heck, I don't even think the Democrats show up to these things. They don't go to the inauguration. They don't show up to some of the hearings. but they're against Scott Pruitt's nomination to head the EPA. Now, I don't know much about Scott Pruitt. I do know that the likelihood of him being confirmed is very, very high, because they're not going to get around the lack that they didn't win the elections. So here's the issue. Doesn't a president, like we did in 2012, 2008, doesn't a president have the right to put the cabinet in? Now, if they're not illegal, they haven't broken laws, why shouldn't they be installed so that the president can do the items that he was elected to do? And just to make the record straight, think about this. I don't know that this is on the campaign trail, but are you aware there's $2.7 trillion in net worth has been added to the American people through the increase in the stock market since the president's election? $2.7 trillion. We'll talk more about this and more when we come back. Cybersecurity, it's on the docket today. We're going to chat about it. Get a tax break for wedding expenses. I'm going to tell you exactly how to do that one. Most people don't realize that you can get a tax break for wedding expenses. Some money mistakes first-time homebuyers make. And maybe we're going to even talk about some tax breaks that you might be missing on. We'll chat about all that and more. Remember, you can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. If you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But you can find the replay. It's Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars from nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by our friends at Heritage Financial Services, the least expensive trust I have ever seen, but it's the same trust you get from anybody else. They go to the exact same places to have their trusts made for them once they have the consultation with you. Tell them that you heard about it at Ron Siegel Radio. They'll give you a 25% discount. Comes to you in a real big book. It's beautiful, the whole thing. And they give you free annual checkups on your trust. Homeowner tax breaks you may be missing out on. Just a few of them. Obviously, you know about mortgage interest deduction. That is still a, and again, I should say this because there are some individuals listening that like to be specific. I'm not a tax advisor. I'm not a CPA. Contact them. Ask them if your mortgage interest is deductible. The answer is yes, at least under current law. Mortgage discount points, in most instances, that is deductible. Real estate taxes, mortgage insurance. If you're in an area, and I know it's not most of California, sales taxes. There are tax credits, the mortgage credit certificates. Ask about those. Residential energy efficient property credits, non-business energy property credits. There's a lot of these in there. And again, if you miss any part of those, I'm not going to go back and give you all the details on every one of them. Ask your tax professionals. If they don't know anything about these, give me a call, 800-306-1990. I'll send or email me, ron@ronsiegelradio.com. I'll send you the full article. We just published it this morning. So there is some homeowner tax breaks you may be missing out on. The Word on Wealth segment brought to you by Heritage Financial Services. Gonna get a firsthand update. Love this when Lisa Dunn comes and joins us on radio, because there's only two, the way I understand it, I shouldn't speak for you. We understand there's only two sanctioned sub-organizations of the National Association of Realtors, and the CRS and the Women's Council of Realtors, the way I understand it.
There may be a couple more out there, okay. But Women's Council, we like to think we're a big deal, because we are a big deal.
Absolutely.
And then we have all of our state associations as well.
But the biggest beauty that we have when you come in here is firsthand you get to share with us what's going on.
You know, I got to admit, I'm in a pretty unique situation that I enjoy greatly. And that's being a realtor on the street, selling houses to real people, you know, just keeping it real on the real estate front. A little too much use of the word real, I think. but then being involved within my profession and doing it at various levels. Last year, I was a National Association of Realtors Director. This year, I'm just going to tag along for the ride because I'm on their Federal Finance and Housing Committee. Being involved at the state level, we hear things. I learn things that people are going to find out about next year. We're talking about it now. And
yeah, because even some of it was even further out than that, because you were talking about the FHA reforms or the HOA requirements. Homeowners Association, I shouldn't use all these different acronyms, but the Homeowners Association requirements for FHA loans, you were talking about that when it was still pending legislation.
Oh, we got another one coming too.
Okay.
We're in the process now of finalizing and finding someone to carry the bill for HOA document and transfer fee disclosure.
Right. You mentioned that before.
Yeah. And it's been progressing. It's taken a long time. Our other bill went pretty quick because that was kind of more of a local situation. That was sponsored by the Orange County Business Council. And we had partnered up with them on some FHA stuff. And so I was fortunate enough, I got to see the legislation before it got submitted, realized they left the veterans out, brought the veterans in, and was fortunate enough to get to testify in Sacramento. This one, I was on a working group within the state association, and it's a much slower moving process, but hopefully we're going to do some good work out there.
Explain what it is a little bit.
Well, if you go to sell your home, The seller's going to have to, by state law, there are certain documents that the seller has to provide buyer regarding the financial situation of the HOA. I won't get too down in the weeds on it, but there's just disclosures that you need to know when you're buying a property. So you have to get these, and you have to get the CC&Rs, but you don't have any idea what this is going to cost you. Call up the board of directors, you know, go be on the president's door. He's going to say, what are you talking about? I don't even know such a thing exists.
Because he moved in 40 years ago and hasn't been off the board since.
That's right. You go to sell your house and boy, you're like, wait a second, what are we charging? In fact, I just recently had the president of an HOA sell her home. She'd been the president for probably 10 years, did a fabulous job, but this never crossed her radar until she sold her home. And it's like, you know what? Guess what? You're in an area that has two associations. You have a master association and you have your condominium association. It was $722 per association.
Wow.
So you're looking at $300 approximately that she didn't know she was going to have to pay.
Amazing.
As a realtor, I know that there's going to be a cost, but I don't know what it is. If you ask me, what is this going to cost you? I'm like, you're going to have to call up your HOA. We usually find out when escrow is open and escrow will, you know, get a demand for payment. Now, the really crazy part is you're paying $722 per association for documents that you as a seller never see. There's disclosures.
And don't care about because you're leaving.
You're leaving. Well, until you're like, wait a second, I got to pay for what? And then you don't know what it is you just handed to somebody else. And there's disclosures in there that say buyer and seller disclosures, that this will be done for a reasonable fee. Well, who comes up with what's reasonable?
Especially nowadays, because it's probably a PDF file that they just hit send and it goes out because it's not like they've changed them.
No, no. And they charge just ridiculous stuff. And this is, to me, a crime. Because
sure.
It's just you have no idea as a homeowner what is going on in your association, and usually your board of directors has no idea either. So we're trying to get legislation sponsored, kind of similar to the FHA-VA bill that we came out with before, that is going to require annual disclosure of what these costs are. And it's going to be put in the financial statement every year. And before a management company goes in and puts out a proposal, business or a contract renewal, the first page has to state what the document fees are and what the transfer fees are. And then that way the board of directors is going to say, hey, what's this?
Sure.
And, you know, it's the least we can do, but we're just trying to bring some transparency into the situation.
It's amazing how that some of these things just, it sounds so like such comments. And again, to me, I look at it and say, why is it so expensive? Because, you know, I'm a tech nerd, right? So it doesn't cost anything to forward documents, right? I mean, all of us, you've got a set of documents that you're working with on a regular basis. Now, it might be that it takes $20 or $30 because you have to pay somebody their salaries,
mm-hmm.
right? So I understand that part of it. But if somebody's taking care of that HOA or that association, it's not like there's any money involved in doing this. It's not like they're printing them or shipping them, mailing them. This is an electronic society.
It runs about $300 for the order and then $100 rush fee because our contract says that the buyer is supposed to get all of their disclosures within 7 days. Well, that's 8 to 10 days for that $100 rush.
Just amazing. Huh? Could it be ordered in advance? I mean, if I wanted to call I could probably call my HOA today, even though I'm not selling my house, and ask them for those, and they probably wouldn't even charge me.
Well, no, they're probably going to charge. They don't do anything for free. And I have many friends that are HOA managers, and it's just, you know, what we're trying to do is just put a little sunlight on, you know. Just
that dirty word called transparency.
Transparency. It's just amazing. But, you know, it helps them too, because then they're not going to get the people screaming at them, you know, and what do you mean I have to pay $800?
Right.
And there's some associations out there, and like in Orange County in the Aliso Viejo area, they have 3 associations.
Holy cow.
You're looking at over $2,000.
Just what we need. Amazing. We're going to talk more about this with Lisa Dunn when we come back. We'll also talk about cybersecurity and wire fraud. All of those things are still on our table. Get a tax break for wedding expenses. Give you an idea about this one and some money mistakes first-time homebuyers make. All that and more. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your estate current and the financial markets. Remember to reach us anytime. Call our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter, @Ron Siegel, and the replays, Ron Siegel Radio, youtube.com/Ron Siegel 1, or go to the archives of ronsiegelradio.com. The audio plays are there as well. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Those of you watching us on ronsiegelradio.tv, you don't hear what we're talking about during the commercials, but you can see us. I just was harassing... unbeknownst to my wife while we're on air. And if you can see the picture that I'll see if I can post, put this, see if the camera will get it a little closer. And I guess the nickname I use for my wife right there. So those of you that are old like me, you'll recognize I Love Lucy. So that is the loving, affectionate nickname I use for my wife. So it's just a little bit of little fun that we have in here on Ron Siegel Radio, especially on a Friday morning when we can, what the heck. So we'll talk about the Mortgage Minute right now being brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. They've got the Fast Pass. I think they're the only one that has something called the Fast Pass. Maybe the other people do the same thing. But it is the Fast Pass. Get pre-underwritten, totally pre-underwritten. Before you go to buy a house, then when you're out looking for a house, your real estate professional can then make an offer with no loan contingencies. You still need to get an appraisal. You still need to get clear title. But the loan contingencies are all gone because you've already done all the work in advance. That is the Fast Pass from our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage. Money mistakes first-time home buyers are making, and we'll just share a few of them with you. I'm going to go through them quickly so we can get back to our conversation with Lisa Dunn this morning. Number one, they don't check their credit. If you're thinking about buying a house, I've shared with you many, many times. In fact, even if you're not thinking about buying a house, you need to be checking your credit on a regular basis. It costs you a lot of money. If you've got poor credit or if there's some errors on your credit report, and there are errors on your credit report, there are errors on everybody's credit reports, you need to know about it so you can get those corrected. Being unrealistic, I share this all the time, especially for first-time home buyers. And we've got the big symposium coming up for first-time home buyers. You are doing yourself a tremendous injustice if you have a $300,000 capacity to buy or open to buy or budget and you start looking at $600,000 or $700,000 homes. You're going to find everything you want in a $300,000 house or a $400,000 house that's in a house that's double the price. There's a reason it's double the price. Think about that concept. Don't be unrealistic. Don't focus just on price. Think about this concept. You may be a lot of folks. Here's the issue. A lot of folks look and they say, okay, well, I want to buy a $500,000 house. What does that equate to? Does the number, the amount of your monthly expense fit your budget? Now, there are ways of buying a $500,000 house that have a lower price payment or a higher payment. You have to add in the property taxes. Is there a Mellow Roos? Is there a homeowners association? How many homeowners associations are there? You need to focus more on your budget than anything else. Using the wrong kind of mortgage. I just had this one happen. This one's going to get Lisa's blood boiling. I know this will get Lisa's blood boiling. Had a gentleman call me the other day. He's out in the Moreno Valley area. Bought his house with a down payment assistance program because he didn't have any money to put down. Not a problem there. He's paying 6.5% interest right now on his down payment assistance program. And I find out because he called me and said, hey, Ron, is there anything you could do about something like this? He's a veteran.
Oh.
I could have jumped through the phone when I heard that. Veterans, you have no down payment on certain types of loans for qualifying properties. Even if the property value, now think about this, you can get a VA loan, a veteran's loan, for $1 million property. You can't get that at zero down, but you can get it at a significant reduction in the down payment. But on if you stay under the limits, you don't pay a down payment on a veteran's loan. So you got to know the right kind of a mortgage. If you're looking at a minimal down payment, maybe you want an FHA loan. But you got to get out of the mortgage insurance as quickly as possible. Maybe you don't have to pay for the upfront mortgage insurance and you can use a different kind of mortgage insurance. Or I know over at Gold Star, they've got a program that's 95% down or 95% loan to value with no mortgage insurance. It's around there. Get the right product for the right person. And obviously shopping around, make sure that you're getting the right information. That's why as a consumer advocate, call me 800-306-1990. Be more than happy to put you in touch with a great real estate professional in your area. Talk to them on a regular basis. I have a real estate license. Full disclosure, I don't use it because I feel that you need a professional working with you. If they're not doing this on a regular basis, you're not going to get the guidance that you need. I use a risk professional as well. Even though I have a license and I talk to the professionals, I would not consider myself qualified to go out and help somebody else do a real estate transaction. Just the way it is. That's the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. Get that Fast Pass totally underwritten before you start shopping. So Lisa Dunn is with us. We're getting some great information from her. We're gonna move to a little dark side here, Lisa.
Oh, wire fraud.
A little dark right there. Tell us, what do we need to know about other than avoid it?
Yeah, and you think that you're doing all the right things.
And you don't have any family in Nigeria.
No. You might have an in then. I don't know.
I mean, if you get an email from somebody saying that your great uncle died in Nigeria, it's probably not accurate.
Actually, if you get an email that just doesn't look right on almost any level, anybody telling you, hey, you know, it's time to update password, you know, and you're looking at it saying, well, it looks legit. It's Dropbox or, you know, it's whatever, whoever your email provider is.
I got that from PayPal the other day.
You get that a lot from PayPal.
Right, I get something that said your PayPal account has been suspended. And then I looked at the URL and it was a .au URL.
Exactly. And you get them all the time from the banks. Anything that comes in like that, they're doing what's called phishing. And they're just, the hackers are out there. And the hackers, this is a $1 billion problem. When I was up, you know, we were talking before about being a director at California Association of Realtors. We have risk management meetings every time we go. And we had the FBI come out and do a presentation. And everybody was just like completely in awe listening to this, thinking, well, this is not going to happen to me. It's not going to happen to me. It's going to happen to you. One way or another, it's going to happen to you. And it happened to me. And I was extremely fortunate because at one of these meetings, I was having lunch with a couple of mucky mucks from the large realty companies out here that are, you know, good friends. And we're eating lunch and they're talking about these different things that are happening. You know, oh, we lost, you know, a $2 million wire, you know, and you know, this property's in limbo now because the money disappeared. And I'm like, listen, what are you guys talking about? And they say, hey, there's this wire fraud situation. And I'm like, no, you know, I haven't heard about this. You know, I'm a little agent on the street. I haven't heard about this. And, you know, they explained to me what was going on, that people are intercepting wiring instructions when they are being emailed. And they will take over your email account and send bogus wiring instructions to your buyer.
Wow.
And I'm like, wow, I've never heard of this. So I kind of learned a little bit more about it and decided I'm going to educate my clients because nobody's talking about this. So, you know, every buyer that I have, every seller that I have, they have to listen to my 10-minute spiel about how to protect themselves from wire fraud. And, you know, I tell them if they get something from somebody, you have to pick up the phone. You have to call. Do not send anything out. You have to confirm that person on the other end of that wiring instructions legitimate, even if it's your friendly neighborhood escrow officer that you are in the middle of a transaction with. So tell my clients this. I have a wonderful gentleman who was purchasing a home in Fullerton, and we're winding up the transaction, and I've got my Apple laptop, I got my iMac, you know, desktop, iPhone, you know, I'm all Apple all the way. And we all think that Apple can't be hacked. These are like super machines. Nobody's going to get into my super machines. And, you know, I've given him the spiel, and he was due to wire in his $98,000 remaining down payment. And he, you know, oh, and this is the best part. I told the escrow officer, do not send me wiring instructions. There's no reason the real estate agent needs wiring instructions. Send it to her twice, two emails. What does she do? She sends me the wiring instructions. And at that point, the hackers are in my system, reading my emails, have full access to everything going on in my computer. They know my calendar, know where I am. They take over my email account and start conversing with my client. Wasn't just, we're going to change the wiring instructions, which happens a lot. They basically impersonated me, saying, you know, hey, the transaction's going good, we're due to close, blah, blah. They had been reading all of my messages, understanding the cadence that I wrote with, and then at the end said, oh, you know, we had a little hiccup, we're changing the wiring instructions. Send it into, you know, this bank in Georgia instead of this bank in California. And, you know, he's feeling comfortable with it. He's been talking to me all day. He knew he couldn't call me because I was in meetings, because that's what my calendar showed. And I was. The hacker was telling him I'm in meetings. So he goes and he initiates the wire. Thank God he did it late in the afternoon. and comes home, sits down and says, oh my God, I just did what Lisa told me not to do. And he called me in a panic and he says, you've been talking with me all day on email. And I was like, I haven't sent you anything.
Wow.
And thank God we were able to stop it. I told him that, you know, to contact the fraud line on the back of his, you know, credit card that he had with that credit union. And they were able to stop the wire, so he didn't lose anything. But it cost me 11 and a half hours of my time, either at home on customer support or sitting at the Apple store, having every single machine I had wiped clean and had to be restored. Every password I had had to be changed. I had changed my password to my main iTunes account maybe 6 times to be sure that we could throw them off the trail. I can't even tell you what my, you know, these passwords, you know, when somebody's sitting there looking at you saying, give me a password, give me a password, give me another password. You know, my head was ready to explode.
Sure.
You know, my client was freaked out. I lost so much time and energy. It was so frustrating. You know, it's like, who do I report this to? And I called the district attorney's office because I figured they handled, you know, real estate fraud. And they said, well, first you got to contact your local police, then contact the FBI. Went to the local police, they wouldn't take a report. And I had learned through a DA class, forced them to take a report. And they made it so onerous on me that there was no way I could file a report because it was, you know, you have to answer 30 different questions. Where were you? What was this? Blah, blah, blah. Give us transcripts. They knew that I wouldn't be able to comply with that. And they said, well, technically, it's not a crime. It was attempted wire fraud. You stopped it. And I said,
wow.
Oh, cool. So I can go out and attempt to kill somebody, but since I didn't actually do it, it's not a crime, huh?
That part's true also. We've seen that before.
Yeah.
We're going to have to see if we can get someone from the police department in here to chat about that as well. Bottom line, though, before because we've got to go to a break real quick, is if you're in the midst of a real estate transaction, actually any kind of a transaction, once you get the wiring instructions, because we all email them nowadays, number one, they should be encrypted, password protected. And even if they are password protected, make sure that you call and confirm, this is what I have, this is where it's going, let me know if it's correct. Want to make sure that you don't have to go through what Lisa's client almost did. It's not going to stop you from getting hacked. The problem is we want to try and avoid you losing your money as well. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, wire fraud, cybersecurity, we'll continue our conversation. And getting a tax break for wedding expenses. How in the world can you do that one? Well, we're going to chat about that as well. Remember, you can reach us anytime. Off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, @ronsiegel, whatever you do, don't go away. But if you miss the broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and CalBRE 01869452 and 1866.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Your credit matters segment today being brought to you by creditsanitizer.com. You have a credit report? It is wrong. They all are. Credit Sanitizer has the solutions for you. They've also got that LifeLock product part of the package. Get on board with them. Tax breaks for wedding expenses. Think about this one. Now, we've talked about this a couple weeks ago when Chris Bissonette was with us from Mass Mutual. We were talking about the idea of how much a wedding costs nowadays. I think the average is $245 per person. Think about that one. So how many people are you inviting? Multiply that times 245. Average wedding, right around $30,000 right now. So let's think about this. Uncle Sam, you know, there's some tax breaks when you're married, right? You get a filed joint return. Might save you a little bit of money. There's a lot of other expenses that go on, but that one might save you some. But think, here's a few of them that you might not have thought about. How about the church or temple? Do you think that's a tax break? Well, they might charge you a fee for using the venue, but what if you make a donation and ask them if they waive the fee? I am not saying that that's exactly how you do it, but you might talk to your tax professional and see how that works. Decorations and flowers. Do you think that one's a tax break? Well, what about if you buy a bunch of tea lights for every table? That's part of your decorations. And you have some centerpieces for the tables. And you certainly need to use those. I mean, everybody that's got doing these events, they spend a lot of money for these things. Once you're done with those, what do you do with them? How about if you donate those to Goodwill or the Salvation Army or to a local charity? Now it becomes a tax deduction. Leftover food. Well, there are organizations where you can give food as well. Again, another tax break. What about gowns? What about suits? Things like that. Well, Brides Against Breast Cancer, the Princess Project. See how we can get away with some of our items for a wedding now become a tax-deductible event? Think about that. Just a few thoughts for you. That is the Your Credit Matters segment brought to you by creditsanitizer.com. Continuing our conversation this morning with Lisa Dunn, sharing some information with us about cybersecurity and wire fraud. And I don't know if you caught a lot of what Lisa was sharing in the last segment. If you missed it, boy, did you miss a lot of information, great information. Go back and check it out. Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. We'll have it on the Facebook pages, all the normal places. So Lisa, we talked about the one idea right there. Now, and again, we're gonna reiterate the idea that nowadays, unfortunately, leading a lending team, I understand this all too well. Sending emails are a pain in the neck, really, to be honest with you. I mean, everything's supposed to be, or almost everything is encrypted. That's not a bad thing. I mean, it's a pain in the neck. It's hard to say it's a pain in the neck and it's good. Well, the pain in the neck is because there's so many crooks out there that we've had to go to this, and doing it is the idea is to save people from the headache that you went through with hours and hours of lost time. And I bet in those 12 hours you mentioned, you probably could have found something better to do.
Oh, it was horrendous.
Like almost anything.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, and the FBI, when I reported it to the FBI, they said, okay, now don't do anything with your computer until you hear from us. That was November 2015.
So yeah, I can't do anything with my right hand for the next 6 months.
Exactly. And something else that they used to say is, don't worry, your phone's secure. If you're going to open something, open it on your phone. Well, that was 2015. Now in 2017, don't open it on your phone. And another thing that they were talking about was, if you're getting an encrypted email from lender, that has some information, you can open it up on your laptop or your desktop, but you can't open them on your phone. So people will get frustrated and say, I can't open this up. I got to see it now. Send it to me as a PDF. Well, guess what? You just lost all of the protection.
Sure.
And that happens a lot in this world that we live in, where everybody wants everything now, now, now. Sometimes you can't have it now, 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 for just your own good. And, they take what we learned from going to a couple of FBI seminars. Is just absolutely amazing the depths of what they will do to hack a computer. And a lot of it can be stopped just by doing updates on your computer. Everybody hates to update their phone. Everybody hates to update their computer. If you see updates do it. Just, back up your computer like you should be, backing it up to something, a hard drive that's not attached to your computer. But do the system update, do your app updates, because a lot of hackers are using outdated malware and getting into your computer using that. But if you've updated it, the malware can't attack it because it's been redesigned, so it won't. So that's something really, really easy to do. Also, don't use the same passwords for any bank accounts, credit cards, anything that's going to harm you financially. Make each one a very separate, difficult password. Yeah, everybody wants to have the nice little, hey, what's your password? Password 123,
Right.
You can't
that's the number
do
one.
That.
I mean, the number one password, the last time I saw
password.
Was password.
Yeah, and,
Or 1234.
Yeah, and if you want to use that for, some site just to sign on or something, hey, that's fine. Your credit cards, your banking, anything that somebody can get a hold of your money, yeah, it's a pain. Come up with something different than, number one, don't use a word, use a phrase, mix it up, use your uppercase, lowercase, ampersands, whatever it is, but make sure it's completely different than what you use on the other sites. Also, be very careful when you're opening emails. Check, we were talking about how you get something from PayPal or your bank or something saying, a security update, you need to change your password, or, they just want you to open a link because you're thinking that you're doing the right thing by making sure that your account's still good. Well, look and see who sent you that email. I can pretty much guess you it ain't going to be the bank.
Or close the email up and then go to the site separately if you think you might need to.
Yeah, and this is a billion-dollar business. In the Los Angeles area alone, they're losing $14.3 billion a month, I think. Just ridiculous.
Amazing. And it's stuff that can be unfortunate. It's stuff that can be stopped, but we've got to – gotta really be diligent on these things, people. We don't want you to be one of these statistics, and I don't want to get a call from you saying, God, I wish I would have known. Well, that's why Lisa's sharing this great information with you. I'm going to see what we can do about getting one of our friends from the Anaheim PD in here. I know they've got a big cyber security area, or we'll talk to the people that you know at the FBI, see about getting them in here to chat about this. Our last high trust senior symposium, we did have one of the people come in and talk about fraud against seniors. So if you missed that, don't miss our next one. Great information. Thank you, as always, for sharing, Lisa Dunn.
My pleasure.
Be
Love
sure
being
to set,
here.
Yeah, glad you're here. Be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money. Help a lot of people. Have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We will talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio. Stay dry out there.
Paid by the hour and older by the minute. My boss just pushed me over the limit. I'd like to call him something. I think I'll just call it a day. Pour me something tall and